What is up, everybody? Stacey Blackwood here from Believe in the Blacklist on the Believe Network, and I'm joined by my good friend Hampton Sipper. Hampton, this last episode of the Blacklist, just incredible. One of the best episodes that I remember seeing in really a couple years, in my opinion. First of all, how are you doing? And second of all, what are you thinking about season 9 of the Blacklist?
Stacy, I'm doing great. Glad to join you here tonight. Appreciate you having me on. Talk a little Blacklist. And man, I couldn't agree with you more. This was one of the better episodes of the season for sure. Probably the best. And honestly, one of the better ones since the Neville Townsend, Elizabeth Keene arc from last season. So really kind of enjoyed this season up to this point. There have been a couple weak points, like with flashback episodes with Wrestler, you know, just some slower episodes kind of moving the plot forward, but it really picked up this week.
It really has picked up. The last two episodes I thought have been really solid, and it looks like the last handful of episodes are really going to be, you know, fantastic television here as we close out season 9, which is really hard to believe. And we're really going to talk about, you know, kind of what happened this last episode and what we think could happen moving forward. But if you're not already, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, give this video a thumbs up. And if you're not watching on YouTube and you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us that 5-star written review there on Apple Podcasts as well. All right, Hampton, a lot has happened. You know, the last episode, a lot happened, but we didn't really get anywhere. We're really back to square one, mm-hmm. other than the fact that the task force and Red now know what Cooper has kind of been going through, you know, for most of this season. So, but other than that, we really didn't gain any traction as far as moving the story forward. But just a lot happened in that episode between, you know, the Aram ciphering the voice box guy and finding mm-hmm. out who he is and them bringing him in. And then I thought one of the most interesting characters was his lawyer that come in. You know, no, he was on screen, what, 2 or 3 minutes, and he really just – he took over the screen, in my opinion. He was
– Absolutely.
He demanded the screen in his short time there. So I thought that was interesting. But what I want to talk about first is when the task force first finds out about Cooper's involvement and what's going on with Andrew Kennison and how Cooper has kind of had him detained in a safe house for a few weeks now. How quickly the task force, mm-hmm. aside from Aram, really turned on Cooper and was willing to just say, you know what, kind of screw this guy. Let's just let's do like FBI people are supposed to do, instead of sweeping on the rug like we have for the past, you know, nearly decade, except for Aram. And I thought that scene between Park and Wrestler and Aram was really powerful, and especially the fact that Aram was. You know, he is loyal to the core when you talk about members of the task force, including Cooper. So what were your thoughts on that scene and how it kind of played out?
Well, I agree with your Aram point. It kind of reemphasizes the type of character he is, with always trying to see the good in everything and good, you know, the good in everybody. You know, he kind of did the same thing with Liz when she was doing all that. Last season, kind of going off the deep end, he constantly believed in her and was trying to hope for the best and kind of rationalize what she was doing. And he was doing the same with Cooper. But like you, I kind of found it odd how quick they were to turn on him. I mean, Dembe was like, basically, there's no other explanation. He, like, he's behind the whole thing. And from a guy who is like the steady arrow in the show, one of the more trustworthy guys, one of the more people of integrity in the show, to completely dismiss him like that was kind of surprising. I'm glad Wrestler was kind of the one to finally heed Aram a little bit and kind of, you know, hear his side and try to rally the others to do the same. But I did find it odd that they were that quick to turn on him.
Yeah, that was really one of the most surprising scenes of the entire episode. And like you mentioned, Dembe was so quick to turn. And wrestler, and to me, Park was also really quick to turn.
Yes,
Wrestler
she
was kind of
was.
wrestler was kind, and we're going to get to that here in a minute. But Wrestler was kind of in limbo there. You know, he wanted to trust Cooper, but he is, you know, for the most part, a by the book type of character,
True.
and so he was trying his best to kind of weather those and sustain those differences there. And Aram was really just like you mentioned, he's always wanting to see the best in everybody. And for all that he's kind of been through with Samar and what was that other lady, Melody, who was kind of crazy and wanting him to do all these crazy things. And but he's just always wanting to see the best in everybody. He saw that with Liz last season, and he stuck by Cooper when nobody else wanted to. And almost like he was willing to fight for his for Cooper in that situation almost. And I believe I like this wrestler in this episode better than I have wrestler most of this season. I know we've talked about it in text messages back and forth, you know, really all season long. And his story this season has been odd, I guess is the nicest way I can put it. But I like this type of wrestler the best. Wrestler is a leader, in my opinion. And he really, once he took Aram's side, he really kind of took hold of that situation and led the task force moving forward. And that's the type of role that and character that you know Diego needs to play as Agent Wrestler. And I just thought that scene was so interesting because of the dynamic between all the characters, and they all delivered their lines really good in that scene. And I thought that was a very, very, very fun scene. And we talked about Park for a minute, and this is another reason I wanted to bring you on, Hampton. We text almost after every episode about kind of what's happened real quick, and you know we were both like, all right, so who's behind all of it? And you brought up a very interesting character that not a lot of other people are talking about. I keep up with it on social media and Twitter, and not many people are bringing this character's name up when they're talking about kind of who's behind the events that are going on right now in season 9. So, Hampton, I'm going to kind of give you the floor for a minute and kind of give us your theory on who is really behind and orchestrating this whole ordeal.
Yeah, Stacy, and I didn't really think it before this episode, but there were a couple troubling signs that lead me to say I want to call Agent Park to the stand and get some questions answered because it was really odd how at the end, kind of everything's culminating, and what was his name? Reginald Colt
Yeah, Reginald
was in,
Cole, yeah.
he was in questioning. And as soon as he got in questioning, all the other agents are talking. Panna Baker, my girl, glad to have her
Oh,
in a
heck
leading
yeah.
role. Love Panna Baker.
Yes.
You know, she's kind of debating with the lawyer. All the other agents, Aram, Dembe, and Wrestler are all chiming in, trying to fight against letting him, you know, talk to Reginald. And Park is being eerily silent, hasn't said a word the whole time. Then she's the one asked to go and lead the lawyer into the interrogation room with Colt. And when she opens the door, she gives him like a look and a little bit of like a nod in like a weird way of like they knew each other, they had some type of history. I don't know. It was very odd. She didn't seem like upset or reluctant to do it. And then after that, she didn't say a word. And we know she's had a little bit of a checkered past with Reddington. She's not that big of a fan because he kind of has leverage against her from, you know, him from her using him to like clean up her messes a couple times. And so
Yeah.
she has a little bit of a motive. And I just thought her behavior in that ending scene was really weird. And my other candidate, and I've kind of thought this the whole season, but isn't his name Lou, the guy that is helping Cooper,
Yes,
his friend
yes.
Lou? He's been shady all year long too. And after the phone call in the beginning of the episode, I don't think we see Lou for the rest of the episode. So, you know, him kind of helping clean up, him kind of, he would know all the steps that are being taken by the FBI because he's in constant communication with Cooper. All that is just kind of he's acting very shady, but that's kind of my case for Park and my other kind of honorable mention. But Stacy, you talked about a guy that you thought might be behind it. Why don't you tell the audience about that?
And I love the Park theory, and I need to go back and watch this episode and watch the interaction between Park and the lawyer that's going to see Reginald. I want to see that interaction there for myself. But yeah, and this is kind of a character, and I agree with Lou too. Lou is a guy who at first I thought, oh yeah, this is the guy who's behind it all. But then over the next few episodes, you see more of him. And him and Cooper seem to be really close. Cooper's brought him into the post office several times. So you're right on that standpoint. He has all the knowledge and of the inner workings of the task force and what's going on. And so that is a very plausible explanation for what's been going on. But I'm leaning towards Marvin Gerard. Marvin Gerard is connected to both Reddington and the task force, really. And he has the abilities and the capabilities of kind of moving all these pieces around, so to speak, from on a chessboard. And so I just feel like he is, he kind of shows up a lot this season in areas of the season when, the thing with Liz is really being talked about a lot. He's not really been in the episodes when that's really been put on the back burner. It's kind of just been by the book blacklister episode of the week. But each time the mythology of the show is being talked about, Marvin Gerard is there. So I just feel like the, and it could be a red herring. The writers could be setting us up. The motive for Marvin to me is simple. Last season, Liz set him up. Which then, that he betrayed Reddington. So Reddington had Brimley torture him. So he has motive there against Reddington and against Liz. And he has always spoken about how Red has invested too much into Elizabeth. So he does have that motive. But the more the days go by from the episode, I feel like that just seems like it's too obvious of a choice. And I don't feel like the writers are gonna do that. I feel like they're leading us down a different path. It could be Lou, it could be Gerard, it could be somebody that we have not even met yet that is a big bad that's really gonna be pushed into season 10 for all we know, because before we know it, season 9 is gonna be wrapped up. But that's really my thoughts right now on who is kind of pushing this against Cooper and against Red and what happened to Liz. I have a feeling it's Marvin, but I'm not gonna be surprised if it's somebody else entirely.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be somebody we know, because I feel like if it's someone we've never heard of, the emotional connection and like the betrayal that Red will feel, and Cooper for that matter, it won't mean as much if we don't have a backstory and an established relationship with that character. So I definitely think it'll be someone that we know and someone that we kind of trust, like you were saying, like with Marvin, or Agent Park. Now with Lou, I wouldn't, I really wouldn't care, because I don't have any preconceived relationship or affection for him as a character. But it would hurt Cooper, because I mean, he was the first person to show up when that whole incident with Cooper happened, and kind of led him down this trail and dug himself a deeper and deeper hole. So, it'll be very interesting to see how they resolve it.
Yeah, and what's crazy is we keep talking. The season 9 is really almost over. I mean, is what there's 6 episodes left, so that's not a lot of television. They're going to have to start winding things down, because I don't imagine this story arc going into season 10. I feel like this is going to play out, and something else is going to happen at the end of this season. But what are your thoughts on that? Do you think this story arc is going to continue into season 10?
I hope not, because I think if you did that, it would be kind of prolonging it too much. And I think in season 10, they've kind of gone a fresh direction this season. I think they need to kind of reinvent the wheel in season 10 and not kind of stay attached to the storyline. Now, maybe for like an episode or two, you can kind of resolve the whole issue if like Red having to go after whoever did it. But I feel like we should know by the end of this season who betrayed Red and who kind of led Liz to the slaughter, you know?
Yeah, exactly. There's so many questions that need to be answered, and there's a lot of ways that the writers can go about it. And I'm excited to see how this season finishes. I think this season has a chance to finish on a very strong and positive note. And you think about this show that's going on nearly a decade of running, and how good the show still is, and how good the show can continue to be. You know, a lot of it has to do with Jane Spader. I mean, and we've talked about it. Each of us have of how phenomenal he is at playing Raymond Reddington, and what a great character he is. And speaking of Reddington, this last episode, he felt like Reddington of old. I mean, he was mad, he was angry, he was vicious, he was vile, he was to the point. Just phenomenal. James Spader can pull that off in a way that really nobody else can. And just it's so much fun to watch this show continue to deliver. It's just so amazing.
And another thing that I really like that they've done this season is, as much as I loved Red and Dembe together, I love Red and, is her name Weecha? Is that her name?
Yeah, Weecha, yeah.
Weecha. I really like her character. Like, she's very kind of silent assassin, but I really like her presence and her kind of unique relationship with Red. And I think that was a smart move by the writers to kind of freshen that dynamic up a little bit, you know. With Red and Dembe, they have such an established relationship, and I thought it was nice to have someone fresh in there.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because when the season first started getting to roll, I was like, I'm not sure about this chemistry between Weecha and Red. But man, the more this season goes on, they have great chemistry. They are so good together. They really feed off each other really well. And I'm like you. I like the way the writers have kind of pinned their relationship with each other, and how they kind of work off each other. And I'm really enjoying the growth that Weechi is having as a character in the show, because she's getting more to do each and every week.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more, man. Couldn't agree more. And I can't wait to see the episode this week, and kind of where we go from there, and who killed Reginald Colton, his lawyer at the end. Which, by the way, I didn't get to say, I totally agree with you about that lawyer stealing the scene when he arrived. Because as soon as he like went off in the road, I said, wow, he's going to be a really interesting character. And then it was like, oh, nope, bullet holes.
Yeah.
So I was like, that was quick, but he was really, really interesting, really captivating. And I thought it was a good 2 minute time to shine by that actor.
Yeah, I really hate that he is gone, because I thought he was going to end up being the big bad when he was first introduced, because of how dynamic he was on screen. And then as soon as him and Reginald started walking out the building, I was sitting there. My wife doesn't really watch the show, but she was watching that episode with me, and I said, they're both about to die. There's no doubt about it. They're both about to die. Because they wouldn't be showing them getting into the car if something wasn't going to happen. So I felt that coming, but I was really saddened, because I was enjoying that lawyer. And I cannot think of his name now. And also,
LaCroix.
yeah, LaCroix. Yeah.
LaCroix.
Yeah. He kind of gives me the Matthias Solomon vibes. Remember him from a few seasons
Yes.
back?
Dude, I was thinking the exact same thing. Yeah, absolutely.
But anyways, hey Hampton, I really appreciate you jumping on to kind of discuss the big storylines of what's going on right now in season 9 of The Blacklist, and kind of doing a quick, kind of really, we did kind of do a quick recap of this last episode, and there's a lot to be excited about moving forward. I'm so glad you took the time to join me on this episode, and hopefully you can join me again moving forward.
Yes, Stacy, anytime, man. I appreciate you having me on. It's always good to talk. The Blacklist with you is a show we both love and have followed since the beginning. So anytime that you want me to come on, I'll be happy to, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, Hampton, you take care of yourself, and enjoyed having you on. But that's gonna wrap up our episode. Hampton actually got cut off for a second there, but he is back with us. But we're wrapping things up, and But gotta love technology. But really appreciate everybody joining us today. I hope everybody enjoyed the episode. We're going to get Hampton back probably at the end of this season to kind of do a full season 9 recap. He done that with us after season 8 concluded, and that was a really successful episode. So we're excited about what's moving forward here on season 9 of Blacklist. If you're not already, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, and give this video a huge thumbs up. For Stacey Blackwood, this has been Believe in the Blacklist. Until next time, y'all take care.